A visual breakdown of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Conservative influencer Charlie Kirk was killed by a single gunshot at a crowded event at a Utah college on September 10. Utah Governor Spencer Cox described the act as a political assassination. Authorities announced the arrest of 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the suspected assassin, during a press conference on September 12. Here's what we know about the shooting and the aftermath so far. The assassination. Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, was speaking at Utah Valley University on September 10, in the first campus event of TPUSA's American Comeback Tour. By noon, an estimated 3,000 students had gathered around his tent, which displayed his challenge to the students, "Prove me wrong." Six university police officers were on duty at the event, along with Kirk's own private security team, according to authorities. Kirk began fielding the second question of the day. "Do you know how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years? A man in the crowd asked Kirk. "Counting or not counting gang violence?" Kirk replied. "It was about 12:20 p.m. local time. One shot was fired." Graphic video footage taken by spectators showed the bullet pierce the left side of Kirk's neck. Kirk was quickly surrounded by his security team, carried into an SUV, and taken to Timpanogos Regional Hospital, where initial reports said he was in critical condition. As the thousands of people ran for cover, video footage caught what appeared to be a person running across the roof of a nearby building. Kirk's death was publicly announced by President Donald Trump on Truth Social at 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Alleged assassin captured after manhunt. Family members of the suspect assisted authorities after identifying their son as the individual allegedly responsible for killing Kirk. "Robinson was convinced by his father to turn himself in," President Donald Trump said during a Fox News interview on September 12. "The father convinced the son, this is it. I'm always subject to being corrected. But based on what I'm hearing," the president said. Essentially, somebody who was very close to him recognized Robinson from security footage, Trump said. The suspect indicated, or implied, to a family member that he was responsible for the shooting, Utah Governor Spencer Cox said in a Friday press conference. That family member then told a family friend, who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with the information. One family member told investigators that Robinson had mentioned Kirk's appearance at UVU over the dinner table recently, Cox said. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had. The family member also stated Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate, Cox said. Messages allegedly from Robinson sent on Discord to an unnamed roommate who spoke with investigators described his attempt to recover the rifle that he allegedly hid in the woods after the shooting, Cox said. The arrest potentially concludes a manhunt conducted by the FBI and the Utah Department of Public Safety that began immediately after Kirk was killed. Two persons of interest were separately detained and questioned on September 10, but were cleared and later released. Following the killer's movements, Bo Mason, commissioner of Utah's Department of Public Safety, confirmed on September 11 that investigators had determined the suspect arrived on campus at 11:52 a.m. local time on September 10. They were then able to track his movements through campus, up stairwells, and onto the roof to the shooting location. The roof was on a building named the Losey Center, approximately 200 yards from where Kirk was seated. The suspect fired a single shot at Kirk. No other people were hit. Afterward, Mason said investigators tracked the suspect moving to the other side of the building, jumping off, and fleeing campus into a neighborhood. Mason added that the suspect appeared to be college-aged and blended well in a college institution. The FBI later released images of a person of interest, depicting a slim male wearing sunglasses, a black, long-sleeved t-shirt with what appeared to be a graphic of the American flag, blue jeans, and a baseball cap. Political messages inscribed on bullet casings. Cox said that investigators recovered a Mauser .30-06 rifle with 4 rounds of ammunition, 1 fired and 3 unfired. Bullet casings were inscribed with political messages and other engravings, he said. The fired casing was allegedly marked, "Notices, Bulges, OWO, what's this?" he said. One unfired round allegedly read, "Hey fascists. Catch." It also had a drawn-up arrow, a right arrow, and three down-arrow symbols. Another round allegedly read, "O Bella Ciao, Bella Ciao, Ciao, Ciao," seemingly referring to an Italian anti-fascist song from World War II. The last casing was allegedly inscribed with, "If you read this, you are gay LMAO." In terms of forensics, investigators have a footwear impression, a palm print, and forearm imprints for analysis. Charging documents coming soon. Cox told reporters to expect charging documents early next week, as Utah state law allows 3 days for authorities to gather evidence while a suspect is in custody before filing official charges. Trump has called for the death penalty, which is permissible in Utah for those convicted of aggravated first-degree murder. Jackson Richman, Joseph Lord, Travis Gilmore, and Emil Akan contributed to this report.